From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says an evacuation convoy has arrived in the embattled city of Aleppo. The evacuations of civilians and fighters were put in doubt for a while Sunday when a number of buses were attacked and burned. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council plans to vote Monday on a compromise resolution aimed at helping people caught in besieged areas of Aleppo. France and Russia announced an agreement on a draft resolution Sunday. The resolution demands the UN chief consult with Syria and other parties concerning an immediate deployment of monitors to the area. A suicide bomber killed at least 48 Yemeni soldiers Sunday in the city of Aden. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Meanwhile, Arab and Western diplomats met in neighboring Saudi Arabia to discuss the conflict in Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with King Salman and other officials.
We think we found a path that can move forward, and we invite the parties, President Hadi, the Houthi and their supporters, and both sides, to take advantage of this moment and try to come to the table to frame an end to what every party says they want, which is an end to the war.
John Kerry. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri is promising his new government will do all it can to shield the country from the war and terrorism in Syria. After announcing the formation of a 30-member cabinet Sunday, Mr. Hariri told reporters his priority is to preserve the stability of Lebanon. He also said he will ask international help in dealing with the hundreds of thousands of refugees who have fled from Syria into Lebanon. This is VOA News.